Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at comfortkeepers.com.
In March, it was ice and snow. In April, water. This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. As we talk to you on the morning of Monday, April 13th, all eyes are on the Sheboygan Dam, where the water level is rising. As of yesterday afternoon, it was 15 inches away from overtopping the dam. If it gets within a foot, Sheboygan County emergency managers will activate the first phase of the county's safety plan, which is when they ask residents to prepare to evacuate. Jeremy Runstrom is Sheboygan County's emergency manager.
If we get to evacuation stage, I will send out IPAWS messages, which is the wireless alert system, which will target all the areas that will be affected by raising water levels.
Five large water pumps are working to divert what they can. They have stacked 2,000 sandbags there. And yesterday, officials were working to restart a neighboring hydropower station, which could increase water flow. It has not been functioning since a fire in 2023, and they are waiting on parts. Officials are also watching dams in Antrim County. The water at the Bel Air Dam is at its highest point in recorded history, which dates back to the 1970s. The dam was built in 1905. Its weakest point is an earthen berm on the east side of the dam. And with waters rising around northern Michigan, concern is growing among residents and officials there. Yesterday, Leslie Myers, operator of dams for Antrim County, gave an update to IPR's Austin Rolater.
So I've just spoken with our engineers. They've done a brief overview of the entire dam. At this point, they're not seriously concerned. However, they have recommended that we monitor two times daily, once in the morning and once in late afternoon. If we see any changes, then of course we'll report those and have engineering right back out to look at it. And I do foresee it continuing to rise as the next 36 hours come and go.
Again, that's Leslie Myers, operator of dams for Antrim County. We're going to go live now to Austin Rolater, who is in Antrim County. Hi, Austin.
Hey, Ed.
Let's get the latest from your vantage point. Where are you and what are you seeing?
Yeah, I'm standing right next to the Bel Air Dam right now. You can probably hear some of the water rushing behind me. And I was here last night as well. And the lake level was just below the gate that allows the water to be released through the dam. It looks like it's receded a little bit overnight. But here's the thing. This dam holds back water for nine lakes on the upper chain of lakes in Antrim County. It's like 20 miles from the Bel Air Dam to the headwaters. And so that means there's a lot of water that's going to be making its way down here over the next couple of days. Leslie Myers told me that the lake levels rose 2.5 inches overnight. And so it's going to take some time before that rainfall and those lake levels make their way to the dam. And she expects the water to rise over the next 36 hours.
Yeah, and we've got more rain in the forecast, too. I know there's a lull predicted today, but rain coming again tonight and tomorrow. So that might continue to be an issue. How is the water level and the integrity of the dam being monitored right now?
Yeah, engineers are keeping an eye on it. They're doing two daily inspections. So they were out last night. They're going to be out again at 9:30 this morning. And like Leslie said, they haven't seen any cause for concern. But with the age of the dam and the fact that the water has never been this high, there's a lot of unknowns at the moment.
What about people who live there? I mean, is there anyone that would be affected if the dam were to fail?
Well, the whole village of Bel Air is just downstream of the dam, so there would be significant damage if the dam were to fail. I talked to one family that has evacuated already, citing concerns over the age of the dam. There are likely more folks that are making their way to higher ground as well, and they're just driving around. You'll see docks are flooded. The local marina was flooded. I'm looking at a gazebo downriver that's taken on some water. So the water keeps rising, and there just isn't anything you can do to stop it.
Austin Rolater, checking water levels at the Bel Air Dam. Thanks for your time this morning, Austin.
Yeah, thanks, Ed.
Let's look around the region, too. There's a lot to tell you about. We've got a flash flood warning downstream of the Tippy Dam on the Manistee River. The dam floodgates there have been released. People in low-lying areas below that dam should move to higher ground. Flood warnings are posted elsewhere. We've just talked about the Sheboygan River and what's happening downstream of the dam, or potentially downstream of the dam. We've just heard from Antrim County as well. But along the Sheboygan River, upstream of the dam, there could be flooding along the Maple River, Crooked Lake, Crooked River, Burt Lake, Indian River, Mullet Lake, and Sturgeon River. Also, the Manistee River in Wexford County near Sherman is under a flood warning right now. Moderate flooding is expected there. We've also heard reports that there's been a washout along the Tunnel of Trees route on M119. That's coming to us from a social media post by the Goodhart General Store. We have not been able to independently confirm that with MDOT, but we want to pass that along because that route is having some trouble. Also, the Pellston Airport reported some flooding and flights were canceled there. Lots going on. If you do encounter standing water on the roadways, turn around. Don't drive through it. The National Weather Service is expecting more rain to come our way as we head into tonight. We'll get a little break from it today, but multiple rounds of rainfall are expected across northern Michigan this week. That's the Up North Lowdown for this Monday, April 13th.